Analysis: Trump's bet on Iran regime change will force Israel to rethink strike plans. Israeli intelligence sees a long-term erosion of Iran's regime, marked by eased hijab enforcement and deep infrastructure failures. As Trump presses for regime change, Netanyahu signals readiness to phase out U.S. military aid, reshaping Israel's strategic calculus. By Amos Harrell. It's difficult, if not impossible, to predict how successful a public protest will be. There is no intelligence agency or algorithm that can foretell how a large group of civilians will act when on one hand there is an attempted coup from the grassroots, while on the other hand there is a regime known for resorting to lethal force in its effort to survive. The current wave of protests in Iran, which began 2 weeks ago, appears to be the most serious threat faced by the Islamic Republic since its establishment in 1979. However, despite the impressive courage demonstrated by the masses so far, it may be too early to determine with any certainty that the barrier of fear the people face has been breached. One may try to assess the intensity of the protest and its chances of success based on various indices, such as the number of demonstrators, their geographic scope, the involvement of diverse sectors of the public, the willingness to target typical symbols of the regime. It is harder to estimate what the regime's breaking point is and who will blink first, the leaders or the people. The picture becomes even murkier given the leadership's decision, prompted by deep concerns, to almost totally cut Iran off from the internet. Such a move disrupts attempts by the protesters to coordinate their actions and to provide reliable documentation of the clashes. This vacuum is filled by many forged or recycled video clips from previous periods. By the end of last week, the assessment was that the scope of demonstrations did not yet match that of previous waves of protest, such as the hijab protest in 2022 or the Green Revolution, which broke out over accusations that the 2009 presidential election had been rigged. In the last 2 days, however, there has already been talk of hundreds of thousands of people participating in the protests, with unverified reports of hundreds of fatalities due to security forces' gunfire in Tehran and other cities. There are two critical elements that may impact the final result of the protests. The first is the response of the international community, mainly that of the U.S. administration. The second is the extent of resolve and brutality employed by Iran's security forces in quelling the rioting. In 2009, Barack Obama, who had just begun his term as U.S. president, hesitated and failed to back the protest in Iran with sufficiently forceful proclamations, while totally refraining from taking any action. In 2026, Donald Trump has quite a different approach. Not only did he give his backing to the demonstrators while assailing the regime, he also warned Iran's leaders of a forceful American intervention if too many protesters were killed. He did not mention specific numbers. This is a critical point that will have an impact on the success of the protests. No less importantly, and linked to it, is the conduct of Iran's security forces. In 2011, close to the beginning of the Arab Spring events, the regime of Hosni Mubarak was toppled in Egypt. The tipping point occurred when Egyptian security forces disobeyed orders to fire at protesters taking part in massive demonstrations in and around Tahrir Square in Cairo. In previous rounds of protests in Iran, the government allowed internal security forces, including the Basij militia, to shoot demonstrators. This was usually selective fire, accompanied by arrests, interrogations, and brutal torture. This time, if the protest continues to grow, a real bloodbath is possible. Then the question will be how many security force members lay down their weapons so as not to participate in a massacre. As noted, massive killing of demonstrators could lead the regime into a confrontation with Trump. According to Israeli intelligence, a weakening of the regime's grip on power has been evident for a long time. The hijab protest was suppressed by force, but the government had to compromise on this issue and lately have eased up considerably in the enforcement of strict dress codes for women, mainly in the large cities. The economic crisis in Iran is prolonged and deep, impacting the daily lives of Iranians. The government is not managing to address extensive infrastructure problems, which make it difficult to provide an ongoing supply of water and power. Add to this the direct clash with Trump over Iran's nuclear program and the massive Israeli, followed by the American, attack on the country's nuclear installations and missile sites last June. So far, Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei has refused to compromise and discuss a new nuclear accord with the U.S., which wants to impose far-reaching restrictions on uranium enrichment inside Iran. The grave internal crisis could cause Khamenei to reconsider his position. So far, there are no signs of this happening, thereby easing the economic pressure on his country. But this raises two additional questions: will the Americans make do with that when there is an opportunity for regime change, and will the public in Iran make do with a slight improvement in their economic condition? The American focus on the possibility of changing Iran's regime also changes Israel's agenda. until the last few days, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's close associates broadcast messages hinting at a possible additional Israeli attack in the coming months, perhaps against missile production sites. There was also talk of an even earlier attack against Hezbollah in Lebanon. Now, the Trump administration's priorities are clear: change the regime in Iran first, and put everything that interferes with that goal on hold. It's likely that Israel will be asked to act accordingly, in Iran and possibly in Lebanon. The focused small-scale attacks against Hezbollah continue as usual. This will probably be true for declarations of Israel's involvement in the protests. Reza Pahlavi, the son of the deposed Shah, is trying to enter the void that's been created and hitch a ride on the protests. However, it would be best if Israel's cabinet members stayed out of the limelight with redundant advice and attempts to take credit for what is happening in Iran, which is almost completely unrelated to Israel. Over the weekend, Netanyahu said in an interview with The Economist that he supports a reduction of American military aid to Israel, phasing it out in 10 years. These words did not come out of the blue, but were stated as a response to an explicit Trump expectation. The president has already said on several occasions that he was displeased with the immense defense-related investments made by the U.S. and other countries. Israel is not a red rag for Trump like NATO is, but it is clear that the next aid package, expected to be signed this year and lasting for 10 years from 2028, will not reach the level of $3.8 billion a year, as in the previous deal that was signed in 2016 between Obama and Netanyahu. Israel must adapt itself to a new reality. If this scenario indeed plays out, it will have problematic implications for Israel's military edge over its rivals, and on how the state budget is allocated in order to meet both security needs and other urgent ones.